there, friend. Welcome to Start Early Today. Hope you're doing well wherever you may be. Happy Sunday. Hope you're choosing to make some time for relaxation, softness, tuning inwards, and have a bird's eye view on where you are in life and where we are going. A moment to take stock on the successes, and it can be the small successes too that is needed to be acknowledged. So how do you feel? Making that intention of being a wise and diligent discerner of how we feel, taking responsibility of our mental and emotional well-being. How do you feel in the body? In the chest? In the arms and the feet? And what's your total vibe? And everything can be changed just by shifting our stance. Everything can be changed by shifting our focus and our attention. And that's the beauty of mindfulness. We can be both focused in the microcosm of things, and we can also zoom out and expand into nothingness. To the galaxy, expand towards the vastness of the sky, and embody the impermanence of everything. The clouds are there. Yesterday was just raining, and today is sunny, and the winter's almost over. And what's your role in it? We all play an important and vital role. Maybe not be desensitized and bombarded by external factors, the external pull. Tune within and stay true to what you really feel inside. What is authentic within you? What is your true nature? What has been your practice lately? Have you been spending time in dropping in, centering in, and always recalibrating where you are and becoming specific on your true mission? For we are all creators. There's no end or limit to what you can create. What are the limitations that have you been dissolving? Because we are continuously growing, and there's an ebb and flow to your being that is beyond the known. May we open ourselves up to the things that we do not know. That's how miracles enter. May we contain our fervor and excitement to what is yet to come, even though it is not clear. But what is clear is that we are ready for it, and that is where faith comes in. Faith that everything runs on an intelligence bigger than us, that our intellectual functioning is very limited. It is only a very small percentage of our whole being. There is our subtle body. There's your soul. There's your spirit. There's the subconscious. There's the universal unconscious. There's the quantum field. There's the akasha. And we are all a part of it. We are all interconnected. Make time to look into string theory, that nothing is empty space. Everything is being connected by strings that are vibrating in a certain way. Everything runs on energy, vibration, resonance, and energy. And you are an energy field. You are vibrating and always intact in mind, body, spirit form, each moment you observe yourself as such, and you continue to embody your isness and suchness as long as you believe it. And that is malleable. The beauty of life is that it is malleable, it is moldable, just like a clay for a sculptor, or a stone by a... And you having the chisel, you shed away the things that don't serve your highest purpose. Michelangelo said, the David, his sculpture, the David is already inside that marble. What he did is just to take away everything that is not David. And what will be left? The pure, the beautiful, the all-encompassing, no limitation, unique version of yourself. Only if we take the time to pay attention to the things that are not needed and to let them go. Sometimes we get addicted to the things that we know, even though it does not serve us, because it's comforting as us to live in the egoic world. But I invite you to step back, because that's not the whole of you. That's why sometimes we fall into the delusion that we feel incomplete, that we feel insufficient. This is because we run on this egoic drunkenness. You can put it that way, the drunkenness of the egoic dream. But that's a part of you. You can embrace it and integrate it. The same way we integrate the shadow, a lot of creativity comes from the shadow too, my friend. So with courage, clarity, diligence, and practice, face what is being presented by the ego and go to the heart of the matter, go to its intent. For its intent is care and love. Sometimes we care too much, that's why we trip, my friends. And one very good reminder is, it's all in your head, friend. And everything's just a thought. We do not need to wrap our energies into every thought that pops up. The book is now available on Amazon. Just type in, it's all in your head, friend. Hope you're having a great day. Namaste.